KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Good news for the economy, a stronger than expected jobs report Friday. 254,000 new jobs added in September. Where were some of those jobs? Labor Department Acting Secretary Julie Hsu.
This last month, it was growth in healthcare, right? Industry that had been really devastated by the pandemic as well. Restaurants, you know, again, restaurants opening up again, people, going out, having a little bit of that spending money to do so.
A painstaking search for the missing families not giving up hope after Hurricane Helene. More than 220 lives lost. 1,000 U.S. Army active duty troops have moved into western North Carolina to provide help for relief efforts. About 1,000 North Carolina National Guardsmen had already been providing relief efforts there. Iran's Ayatollah Khamenei, speaking publicly for the first time in nearly 5 years, praising his country's unprecedented missile attack on Israel. Israel vowing a painful retaliation against Iran, Israeli forces bombing Beirut. This is ABC News. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says state police will be deployed to synagogues after multiple bomb threats. The threats so far found to be not credible, but New York City remains on high alert amid the Jewish High Holy Days. And with Monday's anniversary of the October 7th terror attacks in Israel, the FBI and Homeland Security have warned the anniversary could motivate extremists. The Northern Lights may be making a comeback over parts of the U.S. this weekend. NOAA says solar storms will make the lights at least slightly visible right now. From California to South Dakota to New York, keep an eye up if the weather cooperates. Music legend Dolly Parton is joining Hurricane Helene recovery efforts.
I'm donating $1 million today, but there's a lot to be done, and we're trying to find other ways to even raise more funds.
And announcing another million coming from a match from Dollywood partners, including Walmart. Helene caused widespread destruction in 6 states, including Parton's home state of Tennessee. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Greg Bach and meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Brittany, you ever name any of your vehicles?
I have a Jeep Wrangler right now, and I named it Natural Disaster.
I've been driving Wranglers for forever here.
Right, I'll just see you guys later.
Do you duck anybody?
I've got the duck it bucket in the back.
What
I'm ready to go.
Are you talking about? Where are my Honda Insights at?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden plans to return to Wisconsin Tuesday. More from Terry Bell.
The White House says the president will talk about the billions of dollars his administration has put into replacing lead pipes thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure law. Lead exposure is a long-standing problem in Milwaukee, which is replacing lead pipes to the tune of $800 million. Mayor Cavalier Johnson has said he wants to replace all of Milwaukee's lead pipes in 20 years. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin wildlife officials are asking hunters to share deer tissue samples from the Oneida County town of Stella. The Department of Natural Resources plans to test these samples for PFAS. A local paper mill is linked to extremely high levels of PFAS in Stella. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Bucky heads west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Wisconsin Badgers take on USC today as UW tries to rebound from a loss to Alabama 2 weeks ago. Head coach Luke Fickell said he expects to start making big plays the rest of the season.
The plays are there. We just got to find ways to finish. We got to find ways to understand that effort is going to overcome a lot of those things.
Kickoff today is at 2:30 p.m. You can stream the game on the free Civic Media app on WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, or or WLAK, or listen on any of those stations live today. The Brewers, who are locked into the NL's third seed, defeated a potential playoff opponent, the New York Mets, 8-4 on Friday. The playoffs begin Tuesday for the Brewers in the wild card round. The Green Bay Packers play tomorrow against the Minnesota Vikings. Starting quarterback Jordan Love is listed as questionable for the game. He's missed two games with an MCL sprain. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and not as cold tonight, lows in the low 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, few storms possible in the late afternoon and evening. Breezy with a high in the low 70s. Cooler, breezy, and mid-50s Sunday. Currently 35 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend happenings news-wise and also a little sports and get you ready for the week ahead. Don't miss it. Join us right here on Sunday.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. 6 minutes past the hour, and, well, it's the beginning of a brand new hour, the second hour of our program. U.S. job creation just roared in the last month. I guess this is September. Payrolls went up by 254,000. Economists were expecting 150,000, so that means the economy is doing better than, you know, everybody was expecting. Which is, generally speaking, good news. The unemployment rate also fell down to 4.1%. We're down in 1960s territory on unemployment. The stock market is going up. Wages went up 0.4% during the month. That's 4% from a year ago. So just right, good news right across the board. The one area where it may not be, you know, the most exciting thing is that it's going to probably cause the Fed to say no more half-point rate cuts, because they've got another rate cut scheduled for November. They're trying to get us back to normal. And my bet would be that November's rate cut will be a quarter point rather than a half point. But we'll see. We'll see. Meanwhile, third-party spoilers want to teach Democrats a lesson. Isn't this sweet? Jill Stein's on the ballot in Wisconsin. And in 38 other states. I think I've mentioned, I moderated a debate between Jill Stein and the Libertarian candidate. I think his name was Gary Johnson. That's right. Thank you, Nate. Back in 2016, I think it was. It might have even been 2008, but I'm pretty sure it was 2016. And it was weird. And she was weird, and just the whole thing was weird, that debate. But, I just think of Jill Stein as a grifter. You know, Hillary Clinton lost Wisconsin in 2016. She lost by 23,000 votes. Jill Stein got 31,000 votes in Wisconsin that same year. In other words, had Jill Stein not been on the ticket and had those same people voted for Hillary Clinton instead, now I realize many of them just wouldn't have voted. But, 23,000 out of 31,000, that's viable, that's practical. Then Hillary Clinton might have become president. So Jill Stein now comes out and says, the DNC people wanted people to infiltrate and spy on our campaign. It smells like a rat. And then Pete Karras, who is the elections committee chair for the Wisconsin Green Party, he says, we need to teach Democrats a lesson. Yeah, put Donald Trump in office. That'll teach the Democrats a lesson. You idiots. And meanwhile, down in Springfield, Ohio, it turns out somebody actually was killing the geese, not for food. This guy was shooting them with a shotgun and dumping them in the woods or dumping their bodies into a pond. But his name is Brian Comer. And he's in his 50s, and late 50s, early 60s, and this was on the Rocky Lake Golf Course in Springfield, Ohio, and he came out and he shot two geese. And when the police showed up, he said, he actually called the police and said, that was me, you know, when it hit the news. And he believed that the golf course had a nuisance permit, and so he could shoot the geese because they were a nuisance to the golfers. And it turns out they didn't have a nuisance permit, and so he got a ticket for hunting without an Ohio wetlands stamp, which is a fourth-degree misdemeanor, 30 days in jail, $250 in fines. I doubt he's going to go to jail for this, you know. But so anyhow, that's kind of the news for the day, or, you know, the most recent piece of it. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, of course, still lying about black Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio. And now Donald Trump is saying, hey, they're black people. Let's pull their legal right to be here in the United States, because they're all here legally, right? They have temporary protected status. They're refugees from Haiti. And Donald Trump is saying, you know, they're black people. We just, you know, we need to pull their right to be here in the United States, because it's changing our culture having black people here. So what can you do other than just call out the just naked racism of that? And hopefully America is paying attention and knows what's going on. All right, what's on your mind today? Mike in Fort Collins, Colorado. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Well, that whole thing with Tina Peters is so delicious. I didn't hear anything about a magnetic bed, but she did say at her sentencing yesterday that she would not survive in prison. But you look at her county, that's Trump country up there. So I suppose that's what she was what she's all about. Mm-hmm.
Did they send her straight to jail, or is she out on bail during an appeal?
I think she's out in jail. I didn't see that they put her in handcuffs and dragged her away. Mm. I mean, I don't think that she could be much of a flight risk. She is wearing an ankle bracelet.
Right. Okay.
So she'll do 8 years in, I would assume, a minimum security prison, and then she's going to do a year in community corrections.
Right, right. And of course, they'll knock some time off both of those for good behavior, presumably.
Right, right. The main thing that I called about, you were talking about how people in red states are sicker mm-hmm. than people in blue states.
Mm-hmm.
And I just Googled chemical plant explosions. It came up with Texas, Louisiana, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Ohio, Indiana, Wisconsin, North Carolina, and California. Wow. And of course, I think we have the same problem here in the Denver metro area. There's there are century plus old smelters that polluted the ground. There's a refinery that's polluting the air, and these are in four areas.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also an interesting article in the New York Times today about how North Carolina, over the years, the legislature has damn near taken every regulation off of home building.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got houses sliding down the hills, and they're saying, well, you know, you don't have to put your house up on stilts, so you're building five feet away from the ocean, and the houses are floating out into the ocean, et cetera. People are dying.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it has to do with the lack of regulations and the lack of caring about where you're sticking a chemical plant.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think they care very much about where they stick chemical plants. They never put them in white neighborhoods.
That's it.
I mean, I defy you to find a white neighborhood anywhere in America, maybe outside of Appalachia anyway, that does not,
right.
You know, that has a chemical plant or a toxic waste dump or anything else like that. They pretty much always put them in very, very poor areas, and typically black, very poor areas, which is,
right.
People talk about structural racism. There you go.
Yeah, wasn't there a river in North Carolina where I can't remember the name of the company right now was just hundreds of gallons of chemical waste just pouring into this river, and people were using it to fishing in that river.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but did you see the movie Dark Waters with Mark Ruffalo?
No, I did not.
That's a brilliant movie.
You can watch it on
on, I don't know if it's Netflix or Prime or what, but it's out there. It was in the theaters like three, four years ago, and it was about how the DuPont plant in either Eastern Ohio or Western West Virginia, how this DuPont plant, and I believe it was DuPont. I shouldn't just say that right off the top of my head, but one of the big chemical, it might have been 3M. One of the big chemical companies was making the forever chemicals for Teflon. They were making Teflon stuff for no-stick pans.
Right. Okay.
And it got in the water, and like this entire community, the children were being born with birth defects. The adults were getting these awful, god-awful cancers and tumors and big lumps, in their faces and all over their bodies. Teeth were falling out. Their pets were dying. Their livestock was dying. And it all traced back to this company. And the company just, BS'd them for years. And finally, this lawyer that Mark Ruffalo plays, it's a true story, it's based on a true story, comes in and just, took him down. But it's amazing. Mike, I got to run. Thanks for the call.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 15 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Stay tuned.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane-wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed full of stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. If that's the case, clear out your cabinet, reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I have, and it's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code TOM, cbdistillery.com.
Tuning in the voices from everywhere. Got a lot on my mind and I'm ready to hear. Your thoughts and opinions come and make it clear. Dial into my show.
Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Casey in Los Angeles. Hey, Casey, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I am.
In regards to what happened last hour with you, mm-hmm. Don't worry. If Trump gets back into power, none of us will have power.
Yeah, there you go.
I know one of your tenets is that it all started with Reagan, and I agree with you economically. But I think politically, it really all started with George W. Bush. The Brooks Brothers riot was the template for January 6th.
You're right.
And
and both were run by Roger Stone, by the way.
Yes. And when the Republicans found out they could steal the presidency, well, all the doors blew off. They just disregarded laws entirely. Right. Let me ask you something. If you remember in 2004, if Ken Mansfield had not rigged things in Ohio, John Kerry would have been elected president with a minority of votes. He would have won via the Electoral College. How do you think the Republicans would have reacted to that?
Yeah. His last name wasn't Mansfield, though. I'm struggling to remember it. But I know who you're talking about. The Secretary of State of Ohio. I don't know. Actually, I do know, and you do, and you know too. If the Republicans had even the smallest whiff that Democrats were, you know, trying to rig the system, they would be screaming to high heaven. I mean, they're screaming to high heaven, and there's no evidence of this.
Right.
So, yeah, of course.
Yeah, and I think they've tried to rig. There's got to be a reason why Mitt Romney did not have a concession speech. For all the praise now of him being a classic traditional Republican, he didn't have a concession speech because he was probably told the fix is in. We got it in the bag.
He didn't have a concession speech? I didn't know.
He did
that.
Not have a concession speech.
Huh.
Go back and look.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that.
I'll take your word for it, Casey. Interesting. Okay. Well, thank you for the call.
You know, at some level,
I think the Democrats need to learn from the Republicans about politics here. Casey, thank you. Keno in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Keno, what's up?
Happy Freeze Day to us all.
Indeed.
I want to talk about affordable housing today.
I use a reference,
a new book called Nomad Century by an English writer, Gaia Vince, and it's about the coming 100 years. There's going to be these climate refugees. There's going to be millions of people that have to move, so we have to think about affordable housing. And she gives an example in Chile where they did a situation with low-income people. They built a basic roof on post and a basic kitchen and a basic bathroom, and then people could move in and maybe live in tents under the roof at first and put up tarp walls. But as they could afford it, they put walls in the house, they added rooms, and some of these neighborhoods where they put these, the people gradually added on to the house and had wonderful houses, fairly large and comfortable, but it was a basic roof on post and a basic kitchen and bathroom as something affordable for people. So we got to think about all kind of options. And again, I cite that book, Nomad Century, as a discussion of the coming refugees. And I think we're going to have people wanting to move out of Florida. These areas, some places now have flooded after 2 and 3 hurricanes. We're going to have a lot of people wanting to move out of Florida. And so
plus they can't get insurance
housing. But yeah, this project in Chile, I cite from that book as a possible consideration for affordable housing for a certain segment of the population.
Interesting stuff. Okay, the book again was Keno?
Nomad Century by Gaia Vince.
Nomad, N-O-M-A-D, Century. Got it. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Good talking to you, Keno. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Tom, I already got on once, but if you're going to let me speak again.
Well, I'll give you 35 seconds.
Okay. Taylor Swift, if you are listening, get in touch with Kamala Harris, because you could be the linchpin that saves this election from a fascist insurgency. That's my comment.
Okay. Well, you know, we had Bruce Springsteen come out last night and vigorously endorse Kamala Harris. So, you know, the celebrities are lining up. I think even more important, more than 200 Republicans who were associated with Donald Trump, many of them from his cabinet and his, you know, his administration, have come out and endorsed Kamala Harris. Liz Cheney was campaigning with her yesterday. You don't get more Republican and conservative than Liz Cheney. I mean, that's Republican royalty. So if those things don't convince the Republicans and undecided voters to do something, I don't know what will. It's 27 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Friday. Picking up your calls. I'll be right back with you on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truths that cause J.D. Vance's eyeliner to run every time he hears them. I'll be right back with you. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short, and it all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with 4 proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with 0 gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Good news for the economy, a stronger than expected jobs report Friday. 254,000 new jobs added in September. Where were some of those jobs? Labor Department Acting Secretary Julie Hsu.
This last month, it was growth in healthcare, right? Industry that had been really devastated by the pandemic as well. Restaurants, you know, again, restaurants opening up again, people, you know, going out, having a little bit of that spending money to do so.
A painstaking search for the missing families not giving up hope after Hurricane Helene. More than 220 lives lost. 1,000 U.S. Army active duty troops have moved into western North Carolina to provide help for relief efforts. About 1,000 North Carolina National Guardsmen had already been providing relief efforts there. Iran's Ayatollah Khamenei, speaking publicly for the first time in nearly 5 years, praising his country's unprecedented missile attack on Israel. Israel vowing a painful retaliation against Iran, Israeli forces bombing Beirut. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's no relief in sight from the risk of wildfires in Wisconsin. Jimmy Cusco reports.
Dry weather and the changing of seasons are increasing fire risks across Wisconsin. The DNR said that fire risks are higher due to dry and breezy conditions and a lack of precipitation, as well as drying vegetation as we head into the fall. The greatest fire risks are in northwestern Wisconsin, but with no precipitation expected in the near future, the fire danger will be increased to the south as well. I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Help Wanted sign is out at the La Crosse Police Department. Chief Sean Cudron says there are 11 openings. Applicants have to be at least 18 years old with 60 hours of college credits or more. There's also a physical exam and mental health screening. La Crosse police make at least $73,000 with benefits. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Godfather 2, or The Conversation might be most people's response to the question, what is your favorite Francis Ford Coppola movie? When asked that exact question on a Twitter Q&A, the director surprised people and said his favorite film when it came to his own projects was Rumblefish. The film starred Mickey Rourke, Diane Lane, Nicolas Cage, and Matt Dillon and was based on the 1975 book of the same title by Outsiders writer S.E. Hinton. Might be time for a rewatch. A diehard Milwaukee Brewer fan is making the news for all the wrong reasons. Apparently, attending a Brewer playoff game was more important than being there for the birth of his first child. How do we know? The man held up a onesie and a sign that said, "First baby due today. Am I having a boy, a girl, or a playoff win?" The box next to playoff win was the one he checked. Let's not judge. The guy loves baseball, and maybe the baby isn't even his. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and not as cold tonight, lows in the low 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, few storms possible in the late afternoon and evening. Breezy with a high in the low 70s. Cooler, breezy, and mid-50s Sunday. Currently 35 degrees.
Matt and Air on Air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind is the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, the very latest on a close congressional race between Becca Cook and constantly caustic Congressman Derek Van Orden.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever even knowing. The best way to protect your equity is with Triple Lock Protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Triple Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. Sign up today. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code TOM, that's T-H-O-M, and you'll get your first 30 days of triple lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at HomeTitleLock.com. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Florence in, what is that, Tenino, Washington?
Tenino.
Tenino, thank you. What's up?
So my insurance lady just told me that Primera Blue Cross is leaving Washington State. So I'd like to try and go on regular Medicare, but she said I'd have to be liable for 20% of the costs. Is there something I can do to fill that gap?
Yes. Pretty much all the insurance companies sell what they call Medigap plans that fill that 20% right. hole. And they range from plans that can be a little more expensive, where you never see a bill and you never pay a penny for anything, to plans that are fairly minimal, where you pay copays and minimums, but still you don't get whacked if you get really sick. What you need to do is you can plug Medigap plans into a search engine. You can talk to an insurance agent about it. But they're out there. They're absolutely out there.
Okay.
I prefer the insurance companies, by the way, with the word mutual in their names, because mutual insurance companies are insurance companies that are actually owned by the people who own the policies. And you, as a policyholder, have a say in how the companies run, as opposed to companies that are just run for profit to get as much as possible. But that's just my personal preference. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Good luck, Florence.
Thanks.
Yep. Scott in Los Angeles. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. First answer to your question about the Ohio Secretary of State was Kenneth Blackwell.
Blackwell, thank you. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why I remember his name, but I do. You were asking about why won't they fund FEMA, and in an earlier discussion this morning online about the differences between the Republican and Democratic economies, in particular Trump versus Obama's and Biden's, I had something of an epiphany, and I'm surprised it hasn't been in the contemporary discourse. Disaster capitalism, Naomi Klein's shock doctrine. They're counting on Trump coming back in and being that chaos agent and causing disaster, and then they can buy up even more of the commons and more of our assets.
Right.
And I think that's something that we haven't really considered about his quote-unquote popularity or appeal to the 1%.
Well, also, apropos of my rant today, if your home has been wiped out by a hurricane and you are just desperate for any little bit of money you can get to try to rebuild, you're more likely to take crappy jobs. You know, again, it's the cheap labor Republicans.
Yep. On another subject, I want to talk to you at some point about Medicare Advantage very, very briefly.
Mm-hmm.
My union, our health plan, we have a multi-employer bargaining unit, and I work in the entertainment business in L.A., and our union 6 years ago forced retirees into a Medicare Advantage plan.
Is that SAG-AFTRA?
And no, it's IATSE. Okay. It's the Motion Picture Health Plan.
Right, okay.
And Yeah, and so they force retirees into the Medicare Advantage plan, and the option is a one-time option to opt out, and you can never opt back in. And I'm nearing retirement age, and I'm seriously considering opting out and staying in traditional Medicare and picking up a Medigap policy when I do. Because of all the issues with Medicare Advantage. And it's something that they didn't, the trustees or the directors of the plan, which is 18 labor and 18 management directors, they made this decision 6 years ago, and they've put everybody into it. In the defense of the plan, they did tailor it to match the previous retiree plan. And I think that they're doing it to get the government subsidy, in other words, the payment from Medicare for every subscriber in Medicare Advantage. I think they're taking that as a way to underwrite the
actually the way it works is retiree the benefit. Insurance company gets all of that federal subsidy, but then they kick back some of that typically to the executives of unions or of organizations that are going with Medicare Advantage.
Wouldn't it relieve the health plan of a certain amount of money to fund if that went to the health insurance company, in this case, it's Anthem, Blue Cross, and that would mean that would be funds that the plan would not have to come up with to support the retirees in retirement.
That's true. It's cheaper.
It's like underwriting it.
Yeah, it's because the government is subsidizing the Medicare Advantage programs at a fairly healthy rate. They cost the government. They cost all of us. My recollection is 17% or 18% more than real Medicare does, even though they provide fewer services. And that delta, that differential, is their profit margin because they're for-profit insurance companies. If your union is going to provide traditional Medicare, it's going to have to basically pick up, your $200-$300 a month. It depends on what your income is, to cover that, and a Medigap policy. Which can add up to a couple hundred dollars a month or even more. The unions are doing this all around the country, many unions and many employers. Boeing, for example, there's a big fight over this with Boeing retirees right now. And then, of course, New York City. New York City is trying to force their retirees into Medicare Advantage plans. And, I get it. It's less expensive for them, but it's crappy coverage. And you have no guarantee from year to year that it's going to get any better. In fact, typically they consistently are getting worse and worse. There are several. I just got a press release this morning two new hospital chains in Minnesota are refusing to take Medicare Advantage plans because it's just such a hassle. You've got to every single procedure. You've got to contact the insurance company and get pre-authorization from them before you can do a procedure. And 18% of the time they say no. And it's just a disaster, for these hospitals and for doctors. So it's a tough decision.
When I talk about it with our members, with my fellow workers, I cite your example of your own back surgery and your doctor saying, we'll schedule it, and you telling him you had traditional Medicare, and he said, great, then we won't have to pre-authorize it.
That's correct. Yeah, we'll just do it right now. And that's the reality. Sorry?
I'll let you get on to your next caller, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
You too.
Good talking to you. Thanks. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Listen, I apologize. I would like to change the subject on my call.
Feel free.
And stay with this. It's also about Medicare, regarding your previous caller. My wife and I are both retired, and we receive a Medicare booklet from the government every year. And this booklet is pushing Medicare Advantage plans completely. They don't even offer traditional Medicare. It is just unbelievable. I'm looking at this booklet, and all they have in there is insurance Medicare Advantage programs.
Yeah.
And this is from the government.
I know.
So
you can thank George Bush for that.
It's just ridiculous.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to have traditional Medicare pretty soon. I mean, it's just outrageous.
If we get another Republican administration, they will probably kill it off. But if the Democrats stay in power, I think that either Medicare Advantage programs are going to reform themselves or they're going to die of their own corruption. But it's a real concern, Alfredo.
One comment and advice to your listeners. I have been vegan for almost 40 years, and that really helps your health.
Yep. Just ask Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's become a vegan too. So I'm with you.
Yeah.
Alfredo,
yeah.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the information. It's 44 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be back with your calls. Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected. You know, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi-enabled LED bulbs. The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should, too. I had a mail order business many years ago, and I would have loved to have used ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL, Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on Air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation, and Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set, made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They even get softer with every wash and come with a 10-year warranty. And after every shower, Cozy Earth's Luxe Bath Sheets are pure indulgence. Crafted from a cotton and bamboo viscose blend, these generously sized bath sheets are incredibly soft and absorbent. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't peel or wear down. Plus, that 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the code TOM for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. You get a post-purchase survey, tell them that you heard about Cozy Earth from Tom Hartman.
We bark for justice. We howl for truth. With cold blood in our hearts, we'll never lose. Move over, cat.
Oh, this is the dogs, the Kamala.
With wagon tails and courage so strong.
Except we got to pronounce the name right. Anyway, 9 minutes before the hour, James in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, James, what's up?
Hey, just so you know, it's official. We're all friends. Me, the show, you. I finally saved you all into my contacts.
Okay. So. Good.
And anyway, speaking of runny eyeliner, some of the stuff that J.D. said during that presidential debate would make Tammy Faye Baker blush.
For example.
And... for example, there was a moment of emotional vulnerability there during the debate. Shortly after that fact check hissy fit, he went into this pointless rebuttal that lifelong friends are turning their backs on one another. Mm-hmm. And that was quite telling. That was probably the most truthiest thing he said, because it really gave you a look into his psyche. He knows he's telling lies. He knows he's wrong. And he knows he's losing loved ones and friends over this.
Yeah.
And
I wonder what his
that
wife
part of it
of
didn't.
This.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he doesn't.
Yeah,
he doesn't wonder what his wife thinks.
Yeah. It's just sad. It's just incredible. I mean, so anyway, so that's the point you wanted to make?
That's the point I want to make. But real quick, also, I wanted to bring up, there was that one guy earlier in the week. He just said something brilliant. And that's why I really love your show, is that we all learn something. And the guy mentioned that the word tariff actually comes from, let's say, the South Gibraltar Muslim pirates at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a town called Tariff. If Don only knew that he was using Islamic language for his foreign policy, you know.
And
I
Islamic
love the show.
Policy.
It brings up,
there you go. Yeah.
So much irony. I love it.
That's a good
absurdity
one.
Is the key to surviving these times.
There you go. Okay,
understanding
James.
It and living with it.
Yep, got it. Thanks for listening to WGRN, James, and thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today? How's our official math guy here with us?
It's Jobs Friday again.
It is.
And Bidenomics is still doing it. By the way, I saw something on cable where Michael Medved is actually now supporting Harris.
Really? Michael Medved is the guy that I used to debate every year in Chicago before, you know, but he's, I don't think he's on Salem Radio any longer, is he?
They kicked him off because he was a never Trumper.
Oh, interesting. So he has, and he, you know, I always thought of him as a guy who has, you know, a little more integrity than your average conservative. I'm impressed.
But, yeah, well, he's also the guy that limited my time in calling him, but he didn't do it as drastically as Dennis Prager did.
Yeah. Well, Prager's a hustler.
I mean, you know, he's almost a good guy.
Yeah, yeah. No, Michael Medved was willing to debate me year after year in Chicago, and I always felt like I, you know, mopped the floor with him, although, you know, he'd get in a few good digs, too. But it was always respectful.
I cleaned his clock every time I talked to him also.
Yeah.
And anyway, Jobs came in at a pretty good number,
mm-hmm.
and that put Joe Biden back on top of the two terms that Ronald Reagan had. He now has seen more jobs created in one term than Reagan did in two. So
wow.
He is now number two on the list, behind Bill Clinton.
And that's 8 years of Bill Clinton.
That's 8 years of Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was something close to 23 million.
Right.
Joe Biden now is back above 16 million, going on 17 million. And had the Fed not intervened and kept those Fed rates up so high, he would be approaching 20 million.
Yeah, I agree.
So he's still on track to see about 36 million jobs in two terms. Now Harris is going to have one of those terms when she gets elected. And so this is going to be the greatest job creation in the history of the United States. And it's all due to Joe Biden's economy. And his economy has been restricted with Powell's 5.5% Fed rates, restricted with Powell's quantitative tightening. No president has ever seen this much pressure, downward pressure on the economy than Joe Biden has ever seen, and he's just still knocking it out of the park.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Plus, you know, we were expecting a challenge from oil prices, which he's been able to navigate around. This dock workers' strike on the East Coast, he resolved that in 4 days. That's a big deal, or at least postponed it to January. Go ahead.
Yeah, the oil prices, he's the one that's keeping the prices down low by releasing the strategic reserve crude that we have.
Yep.
And Bank of America once tried to give credit to Powell for that, and Powell had to come out and say he has no effect on oil prices. That is something, the only way he has an effect on oil prices is if he crashes the world economy, and then oil will drop.
Right, which happened
other
in
than
2020.
That,
not because of Powell, because of the pandemic, yeah.
Right. Other than that, he has no control over that.
Yeah.
So all of this is Joe Biden doing. This is Joe Biden's economy, and Harris is going to have a similar economy. Hopefully she's going to actually increase taxes on the rich more than she's saying right now, because that is actually the key. The reason why Joe Biden's economy is doing well, like I said, when you increase taxes on the rich, it inoculates you from having a recession.
Yeah, there you go. Larry, thank you. You always bring the goods. I appreciate your calls. Thank you so much. We'll be back on the other side of this break here at the top of the hour with the last hour of Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman program. Stay with us, please.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Mr. Ethics, Gen Xer, and Gemini Scott Ross joins me. Plus, who is really diverting money from FEMA? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.